Toward the end of September 1900, Van Loo lay in bed at Churchill, drifting in and out of consciousness, surrounded by a set of hungry, poverty-stricken relations, according to Reynolds. In a lucid moment, she told one of her relatives where the diary was hidden. The relative retrieved what appeared to be a manuscript. Van Loo looked it over and exclaimed, "Why, there is nearly twice as much more. What has become of it?" No one knew, and Reynolds later said the rest of the manuscript, if it ever existed, was never found. He heard a rumor that some of Van Loo's relations did not want any record preserved and destroyed a large part of her manuscript. Reynolds did not know if that was true. The roughly 400 pages of journal left behind, a collection of recollections, letters, and mementos, detailed Elizabeth's private battles with Richmond society, her frustrations over slavery, secessionism, and racism in general, and her effort to help Union prisoners. It said little about her spying. Reynolds, who took charge of the manuscript, did find a cipher key Van Loo had used to communicate with Grant. Elizabeth Van Loo took her last breath at 4:10 a.m. on September 25th. Relatives had her body embalmed and placed in a temporary bier in Churchill's drawing room for a funeral attended by a few family members and friends. 10 pallbearers took her casket to the family plot at Chaco Hill Cemetery, which was so crowded with graves she had to be buried vertically. No gravestone marked the spot. There was no money for one. Northern papers like the New York Times and Boston Herald ran long obituaries with accounts of her aiding prisoners and spying for Grant. The Richmond Press did acknowledge her accomplishments and probe the details of the estate she left behind, but otherwise the papers belittled her as something of a flake.